Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line to talk about nightmares is Dr. Linda Blokland, chairperson at the Clinical Psychology Forum. A very good morning. Thanks for chatting to us. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So when I started introducing the topic, we started seeing a flood of emails and messages about nightmares. And it's so interesting to see how common the nightmares and the worries are that we have. How do we have a nightmare about a science exam 30 years later?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. And it's actually fairly common for people to have nightmares about things that have happened in the past. And sometimes one might have nightmares about people who have for years not been in one's life. So it's, because our dreaming is associated with our memories. We don't have any control over what's happening in the brain, especially when you're sleeping. It can throw up distant memories, and often it gets kind of connected to more recent events or something that one might be experiencing now. So it's difficult to say why somebody would have a nightmare about a science exam that happened 30 years previously, but maybe there's something happening with the person in their present life that reminds them of that kind of anxiety. So there's probably some distress that is happening that they're experiencing in the present, and their memories link it back to that. Their brain links it back to those distant memories.
Amazing. Is there a way to release that? Is there a way to leave that where it belongs?
That's another interesting question. I don't think there's an easy, simple answer to that, because as a psychologist, I would want to explore that in more detail. And if it's a once-off, then I would rather leave that and say, it's a random thing that the brain brought that up now. What is going on in the person's life at the present? In the present, if it's a recurring nightmare about an exam that happened 30 years ago, that's something else. Yeah.
When do we worry about nightmares? When do they become something that we ought to think about and say, hold on a minute, maybe I do need to take this a bit further?
Look, nightmares are normal. They're going to happen almost, I think everybody has nightmares at some stage or another. And children, with children, it's fairly frequent. It's more common in children because of these stages of sleep and the way their brains are developing at that stage. But one only needs to really worry about a nightmare if it's a recurring thing. And it doesn't have to be the same nightmare, but if you're finding that you're bothered by nightmares on a regular basis and it's disturbing your sleep, then I think one would do well to go and try and sort something out.
And what is the treatment? Is there treatment?
It's not that one would treat the nightmares. One would try and find out what is causing the nightmares, what's behind the nightmares, and treat that. So it could be a very stressful job, a lot of trauma that the person is experiencing. So one would look at those sort of things. A physical discomfort can also cause nightmares. I think probably many people have experienced, being overheated at night, waking up with a nightmare.
Yes, yes.
Not breathing properly and so on. Mm. Yeah.
And in terms of children, is that something different or is that a similar story?
I think it's pretty much a similar story. So again, one would want to look at how often is the child having nightmares. So again, first of all, rule out the straightforward physical things. Is the child comfortable at night? Is the child being able to breathe properly and so on? And if it's recurring, then one would start wondering, is there something bothering this child? What's going on at school or where else in the child's life?
I remember at a certain age, and I don't really have nightmares today anymore, but I remember going through a stage when I did, that I was able to, even while sleeping, cognitively recognize that this was a dream, this was a nightmare, and I could make it go in any direction I wanted it to go. Is that a technique? It wasn't one that I was taught. I just remember being able to do that. What is that? Is that?
It sounds to me that what was happening there is that your very vivid dreams, and especially the dreams that you remember, happen when your brain is in a fairly active state. You're approaching almost the waking state.
Right.
So that's why you remember them, and that's why they get very busy. So it sounds to me like you were semi-awake, and that allowed you to sort of redirect your dream in some way. But I don't think it's a technique that one can really be trained in, because generally, you know, we're pretty unconscious when we're asleep.
Right.
The
common dreams, the people running down the street naked, the not preparing for an exam, these types of things that we hear people talking about so often, do they mean anything?
There are theories that, they, you know, there are people who interpret dreams and so on, and it's fascinating, you know, they actually come to some quite accurate stories out of that. But I think in themselves, you know, that running down the street naked or trying to run away and not sort of just running on the spot, those are fairly common dream experiences. And they usually suggest some sort of insecurity or anxiety that the person is dealing with in their waking life. Mm. And it comes out in that kind of a dream.
Right. And before I let you go, if your younger kid has a nightmare, what's the best way to handle it? They may be crying or screaming at night. What is the best way to deal with that?
The best way to deal with that is to remain absolutely calm and not to necessarily wake the child up suddenly, but just to comfort the child. And hopefully the child will go back into a more peaceful sleep and just check if the child's comfortable, etc. The same sometimes children sleepwalk and not to wake them up to give them a fright, but to just gently take them back to the bed and settle them down again. And if it's a once-off thing or a rare, you know, something that doesn't happen very, very frequently, it may be nothing to worry about. But if it's happening frequently or regularly, one may want to look into it in a little bit further.
Dr. Linda Blokland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, thank you for chatting to us this morning. We were speaking about nightmares. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019.